going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk a little bit about the Cowboys draft here and their drafting history while also trying to work in some thoughts about WrestleMania. 877-881-1053, Frankel, injury attorney text line. If you have thoughts about either two of these equally important subjects today.
Equally?
All right. Probably more WrestleMania than Cowboys. I hear you.
I will tell you,
I will backtrack on that.
My Clash of Clans map right now still looks really cool with the WWF blimp flying around.
Oh, you better
say E. E. And the championship belts and some other stuff. I don't even know what all this stuff is. Maybe a Jey Uso character standing there in a ring on one of my army bases. Yeah, it's fun, man. It's exciting times for y'all.
Are you surprised the blimp is still so prominently featured? That's my follow-up question, because both days of WrestleMania, Michael Cole had to go out of his way and talk about how awesome it was that Goodyear was on its 100th year of having blimps. And I was like, but how long has it been since we've really, like, needed a blimp?
I've never seen a blimp used for anything other than sporting events. What else is a blimp used for? It can't be used for travel. Nobody wants to travel by blimp. Not a single person has ever been like, I can't wait to go this slow across the sky. Nobody wants to get somewhere slower than usual. You want to take an airplane. So what is a blimp really for? Let us know.
I honestly don't know if I've ever seen an advertisement for like commercial blimp travel either.
The only blimp like related thing I know, two of them, all right, was in the, I think these are Zeppelins. Was the one that crashed
Hindenburg
and Indiana Jones?
Yeah,
was that the
Hindenburg? That's true. No,
it was just a regular blimp.
I guess they did kind of make that insinuation. No ticket. And so, like, how would the commercial go? Hey, you want to get there slower than a plane, but you don't want to drive your car and have fear of public transit? Like, try the blimp.
I guess I would rather take a blimp than a hot air balloon, though. I feel like hot air balloons
just go up.
But there's like nothing that's keeping me in that thing, yeah. Right? I don't know. There's
that
lots
little
to
basket.
It.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. All right. So we're on our path to the draft, brought to you by Pluckers. You can join us at all the Pluckers locations this Thursday for our annual draft party. Corey is going to be in Allen. Alex is going to be in Fort Worth. It's at the City View location. And I am going to be at the Dallas location. Would love for you guys to come and hang out with us.
And at 12:20 today, we have draft expert, math expert as well, Cynthia Freeland, joining us on Zoom. So we'll have her to chat with today.
All right. I like it. So the Cowboys have said that they're really good at drafting, right?
Yes. And for the most part, most people have said they're good at drafting.
Okay,
as well.
That's where you fall, right?
I think they're good at drafting.
Okay, so The Athletic put together a study of the best and worst drafting teams over the last 5 years. The worst drafting team, the Arizona Cardinals. They have had 8 top 50 picks and 1 Pro Bowl.
That's...
Probably not what you want. Although, interestingly enough, Tennessee is next to last. They've also had 8 top 50 picks and 0 Pro Bowls.
Okay, so, and that's two different kind of scenarios, yes. But you really have to look at your organization whenever that happens. Like, we were picking high, and we've not been able to make these guys all pros? Not a single one of these dudes? Is it on us or is it on them? And most of the time, you're probably saying them, and I do feel like their front office has been pretty consistent for a while.
Now, the best drafting team and where the Cowboys fit into this hierarchy. So the Detroit Lions are listed as having the best drafts of the last 5 years. They've had 12 top 50 picks.
Yes.
They have gotten 13 Pro Bowls out of it in 35 starting seasons. Penei Sewell is listed as their best pick in the last 5 years. And that's a big part of it. Is not only Pro Bowls, but starting seasons. Like the Kansas City Chiefs, for example, they only have 4 Pro Bowlers out or Pro Bowls out of these selections, but they have 39 starting seasons.
Yeah. The other thing, too, about Detroit's drafts of late is people have kind of mocked a lot of their picks, too, along the way. Like they've kind of gone outside of the norm for some things that they said this team needs. We need this. We know that we have good this, this, and this. And teams were like, well, why would you do that when you can do that? Hey, because we think it's going to work. And whenever you have faith in your draft and you believe in it, then and you also have faith in your coaching and what your team is, you can feel strongly and make different picks than other people are expecting.
Now, those are the top two. Third is the Ravens, and fourth is the Bucks. But then at 5... you get the Dallas Cowboys. So I just want to say, at a time that like we're all frustrated with the Cowboys, I mean, people have been frustrated with the Cowboys for more than a generation. It's been passed down to the next group. My older son is always frustrated with the Cowboys. I get all that. But one thing that they kind of hang their hat on is we're good at drafting. And the numbers back this up. So for the Cowboys, last 5 years, they've had 6 top 50 picks. They have gotten 15 Pro Bowls out of that. That is the most of any team on this list. Now, if you want to dispute the merits of the Pro Bowl, like I understand that, but it is still a metric by which people are like, oh, hey, did you have a good season or not? Even if they don't have the game anymore. But you've gotten 15 Pro Bowls in the last 5 years out of your draft picks. So you're averaging 3 Pro Bowls per season per class of drafts.
That's not bad.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Not bad at all.
And you've also gotten 34 starting seasons out of your players, which I believe is like 5th or 6th. So you're up there in terms of season started. You're up there in terms of Pro Bowls, despite not always having the most top 50 picks. Like I told you, Detroit's had 12 and the Cowboys have had 6. And yet you're still looking at more Pro Bowls and a fairly equivalent amount of starting seasons. Best pick, Mike Parsons. Best value pick, Daron Bland.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You probably won't be surprised to know that the worst pick is Mozzie Smith along the list. And so
That was a low. And it does seem like whenever they're at that range, they don't do great sometimes.
Yeah.
And Taco was in that number range too. I don't know what it is. But it does seem like they say, who would be the next highest one in the second round? Let's just go get that guy.
Yeah.
Because we failed at getting like a top 17 pick because we're here. So let's just make a strong push on something like this. And maybe it hasn't worked out. And definitely hasn't in those two instances.
Now, the other thing that gets thrown out there, and you can see how you'd be excited about this. So from 2020 to 2022, Parsons, CeeDee Lamb, Trayvon Diggs, Tyler Smith.
Okay.
I know at times some people are good still right waiting for more for Tyler Smith and the injury frustration with Trayvon Diggs, but all of those players have either consistently or had prolonged runs of really high level of success.
And, you know, the way the Cowboys draft too, they expect those guys to be core members of the team. Like the core, you say the core four in baseball, they're expected first round picks. Not only should they be great, you know, leaders for the future of this team, but they want them to play and impact the game immediately. Jerry has made this very adamant. I don't want to waste a pick and say, I have to wait on that one for a while. And that's been kind of the case in most of those instances that you've gotten. CeeDee Lamb got another contract. Diggs got another contract. Tyler, I mean, look at him and what he is.
I'd be shocked if he didn't get.
He's the best one on this offensive line right now. And so that, like, that is one of the things they expect is we want high character. We want a high talent too. And we're expecting to re-sign you to a big contract later.
And I think that somebody texted in, and this is where the rub is, right? Would you rather have more Pro Bowls or more Super Bowls? Obviously, the answer is Super Bowls. And if you look at the rest of the top five, the Detroit Lions, they were in the NFC Championship game. The Kansas City Chiefs, clearly they've been in multiple Super Bowls and won multiple Super Bowls. The Baltimore Ravens, I believe they're another year removed from the AFC Championship game. And the Tampa Bay Bucks with Tom Brady, they were able to win a Super Bowl as well. And then you get to the Cowboys. And like they're, and that's what's frustrating is because they're next on the list. I didn't put this list together.
They should be Super Bowl champions at this point.
The Athletic put this list together. And what is it filled with? Team that made it to the AFC champion, NFC championship game, multiple times Super Bowl champion. Team that made it to the AFC championship game, Super Bowl champion, and then the Cowboys. They're next on the list, but have none of the accolades.
So to answer the question you asked at the beginning of this, it's yes.
Yeah.
Based on what the Athletic has told us is, yes, they're good at that. No, they're not good at winning Super Bowls right now.
Yes. And
no, they're not good at playoffs right now.
I would make the argument it's because they drag their feet on handling top-of-the-line talent, as we are literally in the midst of right now with Micah Parsons. And because of that, they have to neglect, I might argue, the middle of the roster, if not the bottom of the roster. And I agree with you on that. And that's the thing that's so frustrating, because I know we talk about this all the time, and I'm going to go back to this one more time.
You're either a star or you're not on this team.
And the pace at which they do things is maddening, because you easily could have gotten Dak for $5 million cheaper per season. I think you're in a situation right now where you're going to end up saying, we might have been able to go $7 million cheaper for Micah Parsons. You could have gone $4 million cheaper for CeeDee Lamb based on the timing of how you did those deals.
And with some of those, that's one really good player or multiple players.
That's $16 million. Whenever you hear a player who, you know, maybe gets $16 to $20 million, like, you could add another Osa. I know the numbers don't exactly line up, but we're moving in that direction. Like, you kept Osa, but with that kind of financial mismanagement with the way they do contracts, what if I could have told you, you could have picked up another defensive lineman or defensive tackle that's as good as Osa?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you'd have been like, great. And what do we have to give up? You have to give up your old ways of doing finances. You'd be like, Why would I do that? Yeah, no, deal. Nope. Let's do that. And then imagine how different you would feel going into the draft. If you're like, hey, man, I feel really good. We got Osa. We got, I don't know, Osa 2. And we got Fowler back and Micah Parsons. And like, you would just feel, I would think, more confident.
The era of Will McClay is this era that you're talking about, though, when they've been at their best.
Yes.
Drafting.
Yes.
And like you said, they've had some really good value picks. Like, they've had some good value picks. They've had some moments like Jalen Smith in the second round, Randy Gregory in the second round. Those things are risks that did not pan out.
Yes.
And they've made those opportunities too. They're going to take this risk. Nashawn Wright didn't work out.
Yep.
You know, not all of them are going to, but they've been pretty consistent in the first round, and usually they find a good value pick somewhere else. They are good at this, and it did come along the time that they changed kind of their philosophy, or kind of built a philosophy on drafting. So their philosophy on drafting, I agree with. I like. There are some times that I'm like, oh, character, I might concern more about it, and they're like, we're not. Or maybe they are more concerned about it than I am. But in those instances, they've come out looking pretty good so far. Look, man, I want one of those drafts where they just hit on every fifth rounder, you know, and you're just like, holy cow.
How did all these guys?
And I think that has a lot to do with coaching. Whenever you take a guy who's a fifth rounder and you put him in a good system and he fits your system and you grow the player from what he is, I think that's important. But for the most part, the Cowboys do this on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sometimes you get to buckle up. Sometimes it's one of those where Jerry's like, we're moving.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All over the board today, and sometimes they just stay where they are. With this draft specifically on Thursday night, I think it's smarter to stay and then probably fall back. And I bet that's what's going to happen.
And the thing that's frustrating...
I'm not going to bet too much on it, though.
The thing that's frustrating is you go further down the line. I know there are other outliers in the top 10, like the Cowboys, like the Dolphins, like the Chargers. But take a look at teams 7, 8, and 9. So all behind the Cowboys. Bengals, they went to a Super Bowl. Bills went to the AFC Championship game. Philadelphia Eagles, they're the defending Super Bowl champions. So 7 of those 10 have at least made it in the last 5 years to a conference championship game. And then the rest of them are your Super Bowl winners. And you're just sitting in the middle of that group and you're like, hey, I don't know what the rest of that statement is.
A draft is only the selection of the player.
Yes. The management of it afterwards.
It's like going to the buffet and now you've gotten your meal. All right. Yeah. Now you're sitting there looking at it. And that's pretty much it. The next part is how do you eat it? How do you go through the process? And that's where the Cowboys, the process of the next phase, that's what's missed them the entire time. They get here, they get part of the limelight, maybe they get a little comfortable. It's not as one of those environments that's very stressful and strenuous. It's one where they're like, hey, look, things are good. We're in the NFL, baby. Let's go, you know, instead of, hey, man, you need to be sacrificing it every day. I feel like that's the biggest part. Yes, the Cowboys can go get the plate. Can they finish it the right way? And they haven't lately.
The KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Couple of other notes for you. In case you missed it earlier, Cooper Flagg is going to go into the NBA draft. Not particularly. Okay.
You were kidding
not
me.
Not particularly surprising. The presumptive number one pick. In fact, I think it would be one of the more shocking selections in
this
recent
is shocking.
NBA
yeah,
draft
this is
history.
Wild. If they didn't pick.
No, it's not shocking that he's going.
I don't think I heard a single person say this was a possibility.
I think you heard everybody, including us. And then speaking of the Eagles, they did sign their center Cam Jurgens to a 4-year, $68 million extension, which includes $39.4 million guaranteed.
Oof.
Sorry for the people that sent in WrestleMania Oof. Opinions. We got caught up in the draft. We will find a way
will
to
we?
Talk about that today. Yes.
I don't know.
We will.
I might talk us away from it every time.
Oh, no. Coming up next. It's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst, and why did Jay Billis say this? Next on The Fan.
Runner-up 2 years ago. Dort, another three. It is a, if my math is correct, 47-point lead. And we still have a quarter and a half to go in Oklahoma City.
Hey, they would only lose by, like, I think 51 points. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Good job, Grizzlies.
Brutal.
It's time for Wanker of the Weekend, 877-881-1053. Who is the best at being the worst this weekend? Now, I want to go to cut number 20. And Corey, I need your ruling on this. Alec, I need your ruling on this. Is this a hilarious bit of audio, or is this just Brian Windhorst talking about basketball things?
Is obviously Luka, LeBron, and Austin Reeves can fit together beautifully and be a competitive group, and they can share each other's load and also show that they can fit together.
Now, the question, is this just a basketball breakdown?
We got to stop using multiple words for multiple meetings. We got to stop
audio.
This.
Now,
it just like there's no Broadus knows this. There's no way to say anything around us without true. Us laughing at it. So and he's like, I just majors. I know you're waiting for that. And I, yes, I am. But we got to stop.
I want you now that you know what the audio is.
One word, one meeting.
Play it one more time. Just now you've already heard the audio and allow your mind to wander just a little bit and tell me if you think this is hilarious. Audio
is obviously Luka, LeBron and Austin Reeves. Can fit together beautifully and be a competitive group, and they can share each other's load and also show that they can fit together.
From the 214, that was the dirtiest thing I've ever heard. 817, whoa, guys, phrasing. Jeez, Kevin.
All right.
No, but we have to stop, though. That's all I'm going to say.
You can't say nobody thought that.
Like the word stick. How many different ways do you use the word stick? I have a stick. This is going to stick to the wall. I'm going to stick you in the eye.
I guess a stick head.
Yeah, there's lots of different ways. We got to stop
share each other's
that.
Load.
From the 3-2-1, can you even play that on the radio? That is a fair question. Now.
Well, we did and we didn't dump it, so we're okay.
That is, man, that wasn't what an actual board op that used to work here said, is I didn't dump it, so it should be fine, which is... That feels really confusing, and like that goes against everything.
He's a good guy too.
That we're supposed to learn. He is a good guy. All right. In the meantime, let's go to Jay Billis. Cut number 13. This is also about basketball. It is not. No, I see you shaking your head.
I'm concerned.
It is not in any sort of dirty connotation.
You don't know that. You've already set the tone.
It's a good point. I just think Jay Billis needs to watch more LeBron.
LeBron James thought he got hit on that jump shot, and I think he did.
You can see the tangible frustration etched on the faces of both he and Doncic tonight. Well, he's not a complainer.
So
what's that now?
So last week, my son went home from school not feeling well, and I told Adrian, I was like, he doesn't complain that much, and she laughed out loud, and I was like, what did you talk about? And then she gave me all these examples of him complaining. You can really go back and look at the history of LeBron James and
he complains a lot.
And how he shares. He doesn't really like to share with other teammates, his lows. Right. But he does complain a lot. That's a definite thing.
Look, I love Jay Billis. I think he gives incredible, I believe, gives incredible college basketball insight. I was just a little bit stunned.
Well, LeBron never comment. Went to college. So he probably never saw him play.
Okay, so he's never seen him. He's like, I watched him a lot in high school. Yeah. It didn't.
In high school, he didn't complain at all because he was destroying those kids.
Yes, from the 903. Can your minds remove themselves from the gutter?
I can't.
Please, fair.
I.
But also from the 806 Wanker of the Weekend MLB replay review for yesterday.
I'll go with you on that one.
Fair.
Hey, listen, I might be a homer. I'm fine with that one. Regular season, 162 baseball games. I'll homer it up. I'm fine with that.
Now, we played the clip at the start of Wanker of the Weekend. Are the Grizzlies one of the leading candidates for this? They lost by 51 points, which, believe it or not, is not even the biggest playoff blowout of the last 20 years.
Huh.
16 years ago, the 2009 Denver Nuggets tied the Minneapolis Lakers of 1956 by winning a playoff game by 58 points. 51 was the fifth largest deficit in playoff history and the biggest ever in game one, which of course led to Ja Morant saying, we will never play that bad again.
Do you think that the Thunder will play that good again? Or do you think that the balance there just comes to, they're both right. Like that Oklahoma City is going to probably play pretty good. Grizzlies have to play a lot better.
I mean, it feels like a low bar, right? Like, I feel like the follow-up question should have been, when you say that, do you just mean like actually play or that you're not going to lose by 51 points in a playoff game again?
The way that they beat the Mavericks on Friday, I would not. I guess maybe there's a little bit of emotional letdown after you destroy.
Yeah.
Dude, they beat the Mavericks in the first quarter. That one was over.
It was pretty rough.
That was like you knew I feel like maybe in the first few minutes you watched and you were like, dude, they're not going to let up. And the Mavs needed to do what you were expecting was they're going to survive this first wave. Kid's going to call a timeout. They're going to survive the first wave and then it'll smooth out afterwards. And the Mavs just never could get back into it offensively.
By the way,
that same thing happened for the Grizzlies on Sunday.
If you recall, our underdog pick of the day that day was go lower on Ja Morant points. Boom, that hit. Wanker of the Weekend is the Dallas Stars. Play? What's that?
Because he didn't have to play that much.
Exactly.
The Mavs.
I mean, part of it was
they got up so much he was out for a long time.
And they were like, hey, we need to rest him. This game is over. Wanker of the Weekend is the Dallas Stars. That is hard to argue against. I hope we come back tomorrow and you're like, it's a whole new ball game. Maybe Miro will be back for game three, even though he's not going to be there for game two. Hey, why did we play Jason Robertson in a meaningless game? And he got hurt. And now he's week to week. It feels like all Stars fans right now are that kid from Dumb and Dumber who doesn't know that his parents' head just got taped back on. And that's what the Stars feel like right now. Think about it. They lost 7 in a row to end the regular season. I love Brian Ray. And one of the things he said is hockey players have an innate ability to just turn it on for the playoffs. We just didn't see that in game one, and the Stars ended up losing. If you think it was more like 3-1, I can live with that too. But they ended up losing that game for their 8th straight loss overall. Then it's also their 8th straight game one loss. Also, you still don't have Miro back, though we're hoping we're almost there. And in your last game of the regular season, which of course you also lost, Jason Robertson got hurt and is week to week. The Stars fans are that kid in Dumb and Dumber.
I would like to, in that vein, add somebody else to this. And it's because he's too good at things. I would like to add Razor to the Wanker of the Weekend.
Ramon?
No, I don't even know who that is.
Yes, hey, yo.
No, on the Stars broadcast. Kevin, his vocabulary is too big.
Oh, what did he say that you didn't like?
I mean, just listen to him talk and you'll hear things. Macedonic is what the word he uses all the time.
People would hold that against Reggie, too.
He has the line, I sent this over to my buddy, in the knot of humanity, how did it go in? Just his vocabulary is excessively perfect. It's awesome, especially in hockey. Like the way that he delivers words in hockey, I'm like, dude, that guy, he taught. I mean, again, I go back to when I was a kid and hockey came here. He was the first person to teach me hockey. So I didn't really know enough about the game. So I've learned it through him over the years. And the way he just, again, we're very lucky in DFW with all, like, Eric Nadel, Brad Sham. And he's another one of those guys that you've just been like, dang, he's been doing it for that long, and he's still, you still get that same energy off of it. But the word, there's so many words.
See, I don't want to hold that against him, because I love when Kevin Harlan called that Steph three-pointer, and he was like, that was geometrically impossible or improbable or whatever. Because he's right. When you saw that, you're like, how the hell did that go
in? No way.
And so, you know, I want to give him credit for that. So I won't hold it against Razor. If he can dumb down his vocabulary and that means our team gets better, then sure, let's make that deal. But it just hasn't worked out well so far. Now, let's go back to the NBA. Is Kyle Kuzma the wanker of the weekend? Did you see the robust effort that he put in the Pacers-Bucks game?
Oh, no. Was it not very good?
No. I would argue it was significantly worse than that.
Worse than not very good.
Correct. I will let you judge for yourself. Now, the Bucks lost by 19 points, and this was another game that felt like pretty much at halftime it was just about over. Kyle Kuzma played 21 minutes, also started. He went 0 for 5 from the field, 0 for 2 from 3, 0 for 2 from the free throw line.
Okay.
For 0 points to go along with his 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, 0 blocks, and a positive 0 turnovers. He literally, in, as Sean and RJ would say, the counting stats, he registered nothing. Despite the fact that he had 7 shots, 5 from the field, 2 from the free throw line, also no rebounds, no assists, no steals, no blocks. He might as well have not even existed in this game.
But he didn't. That's not a negative impact.
I mean, they did lose.
It's just a zero impact.
They did lose pretty badly.
You did nothing.
Nothing.
Did he? You said he didn't have turnovers either?
That's correct. So that is positive.
It's not negative.
Okay, my counter argument would be he had a plus minus of minus 24.
He didn't turn the ball over.
Yeah, but when he was on the floor.
The team was bad.
In the 21 minutes he was on the floor.
Those other four.
In part because he didn't have a rebound, an assist, a steal, a point. You got to hold that against
anybody
him.
That heard me talk about Razor moments ago and is saying to leave him alone, I think you misunderstood what I said. I was complimenting. Wanker of the weekend, Corey, for not understanding the compliment. It wasn't slander, I promise.
Counting numbers. I don't know what word I actually said.
His plus minus is minus 24. Again, that's on his team. He didn't turn the ball over. He didn't miss the shots.
No, he did miss the shots.
But that didn't count. You know, so it's not, you know what? Now more missed shots does. That's bad. That's negative. I'm going to go with that's a negative on that one, Kevin. He's the wanker of the weekend.
From the 903, I'm curious. I want to know more about this. This person says they are the wanker of the weekend. They're still trying to have in-person conversations with their ex and keep them friendly and civil. Now, a lot of follow-up questions. First of all, I don't necessarily think that makes you a wanker if you're both like free and available and you're trying to say what's up, or if you guys have like a kid together and you just kind of have to have conversations for those purposes, that I understand that as well. So we'll go, we'll get some follow-up on that.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. The more information you have, Kevin.
That's right. Now, the state of Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
They are the wankers of the weekend. I think they might be the definitive wankers of the weekend. Did you know the Massachusetts Gaming Commission held a hearing last week about a comment that Rhys Davis made at College Game Day in 2024, March of 2024, going back to college basketball. So Aaron Dolan made an NCAA pick. And he just offhandedly said, hey, that's a risk-free investment right there. You're not allowed to do such a thing. When it comes to gambling or daily fantasy.
Okay, because Aaron Dolan is the gambler on ESPN. Bet. Yeah, yes. Interesting. Okay, gotcha.
And so Massachusetts is interpreting that as investment advice. And you can't say a risk-free investment because all investments have some inherent level of risk. And he even later clarified the comment with Pat McAfee. But Massachusetts is like, too late. I don't care if this did happen 14 months ago, 13 months ago. We are now going to investigate Rhys Davis and ESPN bet. That feels like nobody caught that. We haven't been doing this work in the last
long time.
6-7 months. They're like,
I'm glad they got it though. You know, I'm glad that they brought down the hammer appropriately for somebody who clearly disobeyed the rules.
Was somebody clearing out their DVR, watching old game days, and they're like, the hell did he just say?
There's an old handwritten letter somewhere of somebody that's furious that they made that bet and it didn't turn out the way they wanted it to.
Dear state of Massachusetts, I'm wicked upset this morning about your wager. All right, we're the KNC Masterpiece.
Go get the car.
Still got to be workshopped right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Who are the future All-Pros and Pro Bowlers in this draft? Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
And this offensive line knows what to do. Howard, now they get to him. Abdul Carter.
Obviously, he will come up as we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
So since we're in the midst of our path to the draft brought to you by Pluckers, I wanted to throw this out there. Who do you view as like the all pros and pro bowlers in this class? Now, I realize that's not necessarily how the top like 10 picks will go, because different teams have different evaluations or draft for need. But are there players in this draft that you look at and you're like, that guy? I think that guy's an all pro.
I mean, I do think that Ashton Jeanty is
okay.
One.
And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I know Broadus, I believe, might have him up to number two on his big board. It's no lower than three, or on his rankings of prospects, no lower than three.
I mean, I think Tet could be. I really do think that he could be with the right situation. I think you have a couple of offensive linemen that are, and then Abdul Carter and Mason Graham.
What about Travis Hunter?
I think Jihad Campbell is too.
Really?
I think he is. Travis Hunter. So I'm sorry, I left him out because like that's He's like a lock for me.
Okay.
I think whatever team he's on, he's going to turn out to be, he's going to be special for them.
So NFL.com said they believe that these five players will be all pros within the next 3 years.
All right.
Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Ashton Jeanty, Tyler Warren, and Jalon Walker.
Oh, did you say, you didn't say Mason Graham?
No.
Tough position.
But I will tell you this. He's at the top of their Pro Bowler list. Like we were just talking about the differences between Pro Bowls and All Pros and Super Bowls. But Mason Graham is at the top of their list of Pro Bowlers. And then they've got Colson Loveland, so another tight end. Will Campbell is up in there. Jihad Campbell is in that mix as well, as is Shador Sanders and Cam Ward. Probably of interest to Cowboys fans, potentially, Amarion Hampton is also in that list.
Okay.
So I just thought it was really interesting to get y'all's thoughts and get the vibes from NFL.com about like, hey, this is what we're thinking for all pros and Pro Bowlers.
Oh man, that's interesting. And then, so there wasn't one name on that for ESPN that wrote it. Was it multiple experts, Kevin?
No, it was just Bucky Brooks.
Just Bucky.
From the NFL.com, or I guess just
so NFL. Now we get to go back and hold on to this and then go back and say, you got it right. Or, hey man, what happened here?
Okay.
Because you can project and project and project, but once they get into the doors of a building somewhere, the environment that in is going to be a key factor, and their health, obviously, because, you know, you can't predict that.
Do you feel more impressed by people like this that are like, I will give you my one-man predictions for everything, as opposed to the conglomerate thinking of, hey, we had 12 people put this together, and this is what we've come up
with? That's a good question. I hate the expert thing, but I do like a lot of opinions whenever you're coming up with a piece like that.
Okay.
Because some of those guys, like, you see a lot of times you'll see a piece like that, and you'll see this little excerpt here was written by Todd Archer. I trust Todd Archer.
Sure.
So whatever the guys are that are doing that job, I will trust them specifically more than I do sometimes a national dude who's like, I haven't really watched this team, but I have to have an opinion on them right now.
By the way, for the person asking about the Tim McMahon article, I saw you responded to them. We're going to dive into that as well as other things in the next segment.
I don't know, man.
All right. But what I really want to talk about is A.J. Brown. Did you see A.J. Brown's, ultimatum? For the person who stole his car.
I have seen this and I have thoughts.
So AJ Brown claims that his car was stolen early this morning / late last night, depending on how you want to look at it. He wrote, I love this so much. Dear Philly, to whoever stole my car last night, I'll make a deal with you. Bring my car back and I won't press charges. Or when I find you today, it's going to be what it's going to be. Take it or leave it, my guy. Could have been girl that stole his car also. But it feels like the deadline is today. Because AJ Brown said, but when I find you today, it's going to be what it's going to be. Which, that doesn't sound promising if you're that car thief. And then I love the take it or leave it, my guy.
Hey, listen, I'm going to give you a chance. Do you think he already knows who it is? And he's like, I'll give this person a chance.
Ooh.
Like maybe it's somebody close to him too. And he's like, look, man, or do you think that he's just like, I'm really hoping this works. Okay.
I'll say no.
Adrian was, and Kevin, I swear I've seen this dude, on TikTok wearing a Plano West t-shirt before.
Oh,
I don't know. I might be wrong, but there's a guy on TikTok, Adrian, just recently sent me a video, and he's sitting there and he said, his wife says, so what happened? And he said, I knew that somebody cheated on the test today. I knew one person cheated on the test. So I told the class, just send me an email after class and we'll work something out together and everything will be fine. He said he got 30 emails from his class, from people that were like, I cheated on the test. And so sometimes you do that. You put that ultimatum out there and then they come up and you're like, what more was it? Wasn't it Juju Smith-Schuster that got his bike stolen a while back?
I think so.
And he was like, hey, look, y'all, I'll give you a chance. You can bring the bike back. And then he had a whole bunch of people riding bikes with him across the bridge or something. Man, I hope that AJ Brown gets this person. I hope his book wasn't in there. He had a lot of notes in that book.
How many other situations can you do this? Like, do you envision like spouses going, all right, look, if you admit to me right now that you cheated, I'm going to let it slide.
Adrian does this a lot with me.
What?
Corey, if you admit right now that you ate the leftovers in the fridge,
okay,
then I won't be upset. And then I admit it. And then she's like, I've told you so many times not to do that. And I'm like, I just was trying to protect the kids. You know,
that means that makes her a liar.
I throw the kids under the bus immediately. You know, I'm always like, I'm just trying to take care of them. I was trying to protect them from you.
Let's go from that, I guess, to early estimates are that there will be 250,000 people at the draft in Green Bay. I just want to know more about
that city. Yeah,
I don't think they have the infrastructure for that. I'm assuming plenty of people will stay out of town and stuff. But
I wonder what the weather's going to be nice right now, right?
Probably.
I mean, I've brought us.
I don't know what that's based on. I have no idea.
I bet it's glorious right now up there, or snowing. One of the two. I feel like there can only be two options there.
It's either perfect there or it's snowing.
250,000 people. They have enough beer there. That's for sure, because that state's known for drinking and cheese.
It's supposed to rain Thursday out there.
Gonna have to move everything indoors, y'all.
64 degrees, though.
Yeah, put a tent up.
They do not have anywhere that can handle that many people in that entire city indoors. You could take up every house in Green Bay.
They probably will. They probably have been like, hey, guys, just open your doors up. Let everybody in.
By the way, Travis Hunter, the presumptive number two pick in the upcoming NFL draft, I guess has made a deal to want to make sure that Roger Goodell introduces him as a cornerback and a wide receiver. I know we had fun about like, oh, I'm going to quit football. And you're like, but not really, right? But he wants to make sure that he is announced as a cornerback and a wide receiver. I like it.
Hey, I agree. He is both. Like, he absolutely is both. And I don't think that the team's going to be able to tell the league, hey, we're only taking him in as a wide receiver. No, they want both. They really do, honestly.
Did you see the monetary breakdown that CeeDee Lamb gave for all of the things that go into keeping up his body and his body maintenance?
Dude, have you seen that dude's body?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
Jeez.
So he said he spends $1.3 million a year. Well,
smart.
Specifically, what he said was $50,000 every 2 weeks. And they said there's 52 weeks in a year. That's your number. So about $1.3 million for all this different stuff. And Chad Johnson wanted to dunk on him just a little bit. And he goes, I can cut your expenses by $1.2 million. And he goes, all you need is a gym membership and McDonald's. Now, it's not often that you hear people
Chad
say...
Chad Johnson loves
if
McDonald's.
You really
he does.
Want to stay in shape,
yeah,
you need to go to McDonald's.
You know, Chad Johnson's... that's been his like history, is he loves him
he really
some McDonald's. But I also saw some of the plates that he would eat whenever he was playing, and there was a lot of lettuce on those plates.
Okay.
You know, after practice, he'd show you the chicken salad. Gigantic chicken salad. Yeah. But yeah, dude, CeeDee Lamb, look at LeBron. And how
for
long
sure.
his career is because of what he's put into
absolutely.
It. I think like that's if it's 1.3, that's why he needed the contract from Jerry. I got to take care of this temple here. But that being said, if you're an athlete, that's what you should be doing. You should, and you want to have a long, productive career. You should be investing in your own body.
And CeeDee Lamb spends that money on, among other things, ice baths, steam rooms, hyperbaric chambers, and red light therapy. I have to admit, I was not particularly familiar
like
with
when he pulls up to the red light, he takes therapy at that time.
No, I think it's like these things that they put like over different parts of your skin, and it's supposed to improve your skin's appearance. And then other people think it helps with other medical conditions.
I've heard red light therapy for brain reproduction, or not reproduction, but brain regeneration or brain
neat.
Pathways. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Okay, yeah, no, that is that would be super neat. Well, I appreciate the amount that he's putting into this. And then real quick, have you seen the mugshot picture of Justin Blackmon?
I have not.
So Justin Blackmon got charged with public intoxication. He looks shockingly different. Like he's 35. He looks so different. And this is somebody that we talked about a lot closer to like after he got drafted and he started with the extreme DUIs and everything like that. I still hope that somebody can help. You're looking at the picture, right? It's crazy.
That's
how
not
different
him, right?
It is.
Holy cow. Dude, depression.
Yeah.
I mean, that screams depression and alcoholism right there.
And I just hope it looks like he was on the better track for a while. I hope somebody can help mentor him or guide him, or he finds a good rehab program or whatever the case is to help him turn it around. It's always time to still turn it around. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, from the broken phone to a broken team, what's next for the Mavericks right here on The Fan?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.